The Shabbos before Pesach is known as Shabbos HaGadol, the Great Shabbos. And interesting in the minhag in Europe was that the rabbi only spoke twice a year. Shabbos before Yom Kippur, Shabbos Shuvah, and the Shabbos before Pesach, Shabbos HaGadol. That's why they point out that he gave a longer sermon, even though there weren't that many, or Shabbos HaGadol, even for those who give every week. But the meaning in America was to give a longer one on the Shabbos before Pesach, because you have so much to teach, all the words of Pesach. So it's known as Shabbos HaGadol. And interesting, the Shulchan Aruch brings it down. In Aruch Chaim, it's called Shabbos HaGadol. So why is it called Shabbos HaGadol? So one of the famous reasons is because we read from the Haftorah in Malachi. It's about, speaks of the great day, Hayom HaGadol, on which the Mashiach, the Messiah, will appear. And therefore we read Shabbos HaGadol. But the Mechaber brings down a reason that the Jews, we know on the 10th day of Nisan, which happened to be Shabbos, they were preparing for the Korban Pesach. And number one, that's why is it usually in Judaism we care about the date, not the day of the week. So some point out Shabbos is, it's called Shabbos HaGadol because the Egyptians knew that generally we didn't carry, we didn't do things on Shabbos. It was a day of rest, and we went out of our way to carry the set, the lamb, and they asked all questions, and they found out what was going on. They were going to kill us, but either whatever miracle happened, they became paralyzed. It was an invisible wall. Whatever it was, the nace was that nothing happened to us. Or as Tosis and Shabbos, Pesayim Abbas points out as well, the miracle was, again, they went over the same story, and I guess the Egyptian firstborns heard about it. L'makam Mitzrayim b'vchoreihem. As Rav Nissen Alpert and others explain, that's why it's called Makas Bechoris. They're all Makas, but it says Dam, Svardeya. Why the double language? Because it was a civil war. Not when the firstborn Egyptians told power to get the Jews out of here, we don't want to die, they won't listen, so there was a civil war. So whatever the nace was, that the Mechaber brings down, that the miracle was that nothing happened to us. So the question is, it's very nice, but why is the Mechaber bringing down some drusha? Like, the Shulchan Aruch is limited to halacha. Like, the Rambam, generally, that's why the Rambam, when he talks about the history in Chanukah, we have to come up with the hope shah, what halacha relevance is it to Chanukah? Why he brings up that it was Jewish dominant, to the effort maybe we could say halal, different reasons given. So, what's the relevance of Shabbos HaGadol? Shabbos Zachar, Shabbos Par, we take out a Sefer Torah, so it's very practical, we have to know. But what are we doing extra? I mean, there is a minhag of reading the Haggadah, but that's just a minhag, and that's more hachana, it's a preparation for being prepared. But why are we reading, why does the Shulchan Aruch have to bring down, why is he giving me the history? This, in other words, why give me the history, and what do I need to know with Shabbos HaGadol? So there's interesting pshaf on the Chidah that he writes. Again, it's not that halachic, but we know some people say a good Shabbos, Shabbat Shalom. So the Chidah quotes that the Mechaber is telling me when you greet someone on Shabbos, you say Shabbos HaGadol, and you say Shabbos HaGadol Shalom, Shabbos HaGadol Mavorach. In your greeting for Shabbos, you spell out Shabbos HaGadol. Maybe that's not much of a halachic thing, but that's what the Chidah brings down. And as well, there's a famous answer from a Bakshi Daron, former chief rabbi in Israel. He says more of a Derach Makshava. That's what unique about Shabbos HaGadol was. That number one, before Bakshi Daron, Rav Nissen Alpert explained that, what do you mean Shabbos HaGadol? Because he quotes on the Malbum, the difference between Ram and Gadol, Ram called Goyim Hashem, and Gadol means you're 6'3". Ra means from Shamayim to Aretz, from heaven to earth. So therefore God brings himself down. So what's the difference? So up until now everything's been Ram. But what's the Torah? It's the great hand. And therefore, why? Because as Naqsha ben Amidav walked into the Kriyas Yamsuf, and then only after we walked in did it split. Up until now, everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We did nothing. However, what was the beginning stage? That's what God was preparing us. The first time we did anything was Shabbos HaGadol, that we started, we brought out the Seh. We brought out the lamb and risked our lives. That's why it's called Shabbos HaGadol. That's what Rav Nissen Alpert explained. And that's what Rav Bakshi Daron adds, that by all other, usually by the 10 Makis, you know, God did the plagues. But we didn't do anything. But by Shabbos HaGadol, is the Chiddush was, even though the mitzvah wasn't until Leil Pesach, to bring the Karban Pesach, but it's Shabbos HaGadol, the Neis of Achana, that God wanted to show. Not only does he care so much about the result, which he does care about, but he cares more about the effort, more about the preparation. So it's Shabbos HaGadol, the Shabbos before Pesach, is the time he's prepared for the miracle. Sometimes, you know, especially in Hasidic circles, the Hachana is sometimes even greater than the mitzvah. Well, maybe, in real life, maybe it's not, but there is Hachana, there's a tremendous importance to having the right Hachana for something. So the effort they point out, the Hachana is that we go ahead and we prepare. And in fact, of all, that's why there's Halacha Shoshim Yom Kodem Achag. So everyone agrees it applies to Pesach. The question is, does it apply to other Yom Tovim also? But everyone, because Pesach, there's so many halachas. So the effort, this of one, any yantiv, Pesach's the one you have to do the most preparing. You got a kasher kelim, you have the tefillas kelim, and you have to get the Pesach food. You prepare for the Haggadah, you can prepare spiritually. So Pesach is the yantiv hachana. And just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about the Maisa, he also cares about the Hachana, Shabbos HaGadol, the greatness. And that's why, as the famous line from the Chafetz Chaim, others, we just had the Siyam HaShas not too long ago, and we made a Siyam and Brachas even less than that, I guess about 3 weeks ago, a month ago. And we read at the end of, we just think, we just finished a Masechta, we just, how great about the accomplishment, which it is, but yet we say at the end of the Siyam, we work and they work. We work and receive reward. They work and they don't receive reward. What do you mean they don't receive reward? Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, I don't think they're Jewish, and they receive great rewards. So what do you mean? So outside of Chafetz Chaim, others explain is, no, of course, everyone gets a check. But the question is, does the check correspond to the effort? Like with a shoemaker, you come in and let's say the work is generally $5. No, maybe today $25. You put on soul. So when you get to the pay, he says, I'm charging you $1,000. $1,000? Are you kidding me? I'm not paying. You don't understand. I had a terrible headache. I wasn't feeling well. And you say, I don't care. I'm paying you for the result. So we usually pay for the result of the item, not how much difficulty you went through. When it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only do you get the reward, but you get rewarded according to its effort. And that's what Shabbos HaGadol, it's specifically the Shabbos of Hachana, that not only is God interested in the results, but God loves our effort. So to summarize, we had the Shabbos HaGadol, the long sermons, we had the Pasuk in Malachi, the great day on which the Mashiach will come. And then we have the Machaber bring down about the Nace, about an invisible wall. They were paralyzed. They found that about the Seh. They couldn't do anything about it. And well, we have Shabbos, Peizayin, a different Medrash about the Civil War breaking out. But why Shabbos HaGadol? What's the halachic significance? Either as the Chidah says, because Shabbos HaGadol, Mavarach, the greeting, or as Rav Nissen Alpert explained, Shabbos Yad HaGdola. Gadol means it came from us. That's why it was so great. And Rav Akshi Daron says, it's teaching us the importance of Hachana, that we learn how Hachana is all mitzvahs in the Pesach, that the miracle happened not on the night of Pesach. Many other miracles happened, Makas Bachoras. But the miracle of the Seh, bringing the Korban Pesach, that was on Shabbos, to show us that even the preparing, all the effort you put into preparing, and especially when it comes to the Yontif of Pesach, that's the lesson we want to show.